This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. For many states and counties in the United States, the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not on their doorsteps, but now. Some places that appear to have avoided the worst are seeing surges of infections as worries shift from major cities to rural areas. Much of the focus of the concerns that the United States is entering a dangerous new phase has been on big Sunbelt states that are reporting thousands of new cases each day. But the worrying trends is also happening in places like Kansas. In early June, Kansas actually looked to be bringing its outbreak under control, but its daily reported case numbers have more than doubled in recent weeks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called off campaign events in the states of Florida and Arizona for this coming week as the states experience a surge of new coronavirus cases. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots, and the White House says that Pence will still travel to those states to meet with their governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. Pence is traveling to Dallas on Sunday to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Dallas before meeting with the Texas governor, Greg Abbott. Political events in Arizona on Tuesday and Florida on Thursday have been pushed off. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.